We would be with him every moment, every time we spent there, we'll be with God. That'll be the most beautiful place we'll ever be, ever seen. So peaceful. There's so much joy there. They don't want to come back to this world.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear the final episode of Truman Ankew's personal story of how he came to place his hope and trust in Jesus Christ. If you've never heard a Kiowa elder sing a hymn of praise to God in his native language, you will today.
I was sitting out in a car by myself. But somehow I got lonely and I got to thinking, how can I sit out here with my children in church, you know? So I went in. And our preacher's wife was a speaker. And she told the women about salvation, the gift of eternal life through Christ who died on the cross for our sins. He said, if you accept it, he'll clean you up. He'll make you as white as snow. So I went forward. And did you know that all that filth from the top of my head, it fell on the floor and I became as white as snow. A World War II veteran, I start crying like a little baby when I accepted Christ. From that point on, I start learning about Christ. I teach Sunday school. I'd visit. I take our church to the prisons all over the state, to our Indian people, tell them what Christ did in my life. They seemed to want to learn about the Bible, but still hung on to their tradition. One thing I learned, that my native religion cannot get in heaven. When this country was unsettled, all the Indians had their own religion. They followed them with all their heart, with all their might. But when these missionaries came, blessed their hearts, they brought the Bible. They start teaching us about the Bible. All the Indians that accepted Christ, they became role models because they believed in Jesus. They go to church every Sunday and learn more about Jesus and his salvation, the gift of salvation. In this day and age, we're fighting the greatest battle that man has ever fought. We're fighting Satan. We just got one weapon. That's the Bible. We got the Holy Spirit to give us that gift of spreading the Word of God all over this world. And not until we do that, our people will find peace, like I found peace in this world. I wouldn't go no other way. I still go to our tribal gatherings, but I always go as a witness. Every place I go, that's what I try to do. Right now I'm getting 83 years old. I'm getting too weak. I can hardly go, but I'll visit the hospitals, pray with them. I'd visit troubled homes where the children are being abused. They become alcoholics. Their tribal ways can't save them. This is what I'd advise all our Indian people. Only through Jesus and salvation, the gift of salvation, we can have eternal life. We can see our loved ones who have gone on before us. Without that, some of us can end up in hell, eternal far. And there's no coming back once you get there. But in heaven, you live forever and forever. There's no end to it. It's so beautiful. God is there. We'll be with him every moment, every time we spent there, we'll be with God. It'll be the most beautiful place we'll ever be, ever seen. So peaceful. There's so much joy there. They don't want to come back to this world. But I advise all Indians, the only hope we have is Jesus. We'll place our sins in his hands. He can forgive us. He can guide and direct us each step of the way because this world is getting so terrible. People are getting so sinful. Even young kids are killing one another. Young children are having babies. No father to take care of, help them. No daddy to help their families. So we take Christian, teach our children about Jesus when they're young and in their home. then your family's going to become successful and they're going to be more enjoyable to live in this troubled world. That's the advice that I have to the future generations. And I hope that I can do some good while I'm still walking on this earth. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. There's no other way. Our tradition cannot get us into heaven. Only Jesus can do that. I take pity on people who don't believe in Jesus. I got a sister. The few minutes she has left on this earth, she accepted Jesus as her Savior. She is really involved in our tradition. And she knew she was dying. She was afraid. She's afraid to die. She says, I don't know where I'm going. But my wife, Ruby, went in there and she presented salvation through Jesus, dying on a cross for our sins. If you accept him, you'll have eternal life. That's what my sister did. Two of them. One of them had cancer. The other one had heart trouble. But at the last moment, they accepted Christ. They weren't afraid to die. They were anxious to die because they get to see Jesus and their loved ones. This world was so sinful, like it is today. Everything you see is sin. Money. Everything. We want things that we can't have. So a good means to get it, receive it through the evil. Our children, we don't teach them about Christ. They get in trouble. They start drinking alcohol. They go out and have sex. They have children. When they're 16 or 14, 13, 14, 16, they have children. They don't get married. There's no holy matrimony there. So we have so many young people walking here in Oklahoma who their grandparents raised them because they don't have a father and a mother. They just have a mother and no father. Or they have a father and no mother. Those that marry through holy matrimony, through the church, they have a big family. They stay together. They worship together. And they're the ones that have life. It's more enjoyable and more abundant. So Jesus can make a difference in their families. He saved us from sin when he died on the cross. He shed his blood for us, for me. He bled. He suffered. He was beaten, hung on the cross. He shed his blood so that my sins can be forgiven. All I have to do is accept him as Lord and Savior. When I do that, I become as white as snow. And I start worshiping and honor him. That's what I did. That's what all Indians must do. If they don't, they can have trouble all their lives. Those who don't believe, they're headed for hell. Where there's eternal fire. There's no coming back. It'll be forever and forever and forever there in hell. But when you're saved, you'll arrive from your body and go to heaven. Where there's peace and joy and eternal life. You see those who went before you, who became Christians, they're waiting for us. And they too will live forever and we'll see them again. Only Jesus can do that. That's why Jesus, Savior of this world, Savior from sin. Like a lot of nieces and nephews who, they live in our traditional world. They're the ones that tell me, Truman, you're the only one left. We have no one to turn to but to you. So every time I visit him, I have to live, be an example, be a Christian. That's the only peace and joy you can get living in this troubled world. If you don't, I take pity on you. Because there in this world, it's getting so bad. This whole country's getting bad to worse. Television, books, magazines, nothing but sex and money. And when you got Christ, you're the richest person on this earth. Because you have eternal life. You belong to a king. And that's the best part of it. I wish that I could visit every home in the state of Oklahoma where there's Indian families where I could tell them about the only hope they have is in Jesus who died on a cross for our sins. When you do lay all your trouble in his hands, he'll take care of them like I do. Sometimes I have no one to turn to when I'm hurting financially or physically. I'm sick. I turned to him and he helped me. I'm 83 years old and I want to serve the Lord as long as I'm able to walk. I'll bring as many people as I can to Christ on the cross. That's my response. If all of us are in to do that, this can be a different world. But in closing, I want to sing one song. This song, they said it was composed by my grandfather. His name was Keybone. In Kiowa, it means Keybone. It means he was born again. He accepted Christ. Keybone. That was his name. The name of this song, it's a prayer song. It goes, Aho, dog, e. Thank you, God. Yata, oh, man, for helping me. Da tsai pe do yata on me, because of prayer you help me each day. Gatape kom. Na yata on me. I can go to our tradition. I can go to nobody else, but only Jesus, my God. When we call his name and pray, he'll help us. And our Father, which is in heaven, will listen. And he'll grant you your prayer. And then I hold dog in your time, dog's eye paid or your time on me. Got tape come no your time on me. It means I call in your name when I had no one else turned to. Because of prayer you help me. That's where this song goes. Aho dog e a ta me, aho dog e a ta me, da tsai pe do ya ta me, da tsai pe do ya ta me, ya tape kom no ya ta me, ma o de. Aho dog e a ta me, aho dog e a ta me, da tsai pe do ya ta me, da tsai pe do ya ta me, ya tape kom no ya ta me, ma o de. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Music is a wonderful way to express our love and gratitude to God for saving us. As Truman said, only Jesus Christ can save us from our sin. You see, only God Himself could make a way for us to be right with Him. And that's exactly what He did when Jesus Christ went to the cross. Only a perfect sacrifice could satisfy God's righteous judgment for our sins. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, He offers forgiveness and new life to whoever will turn to Him to be saved. God tells us in His Word, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And when you're saved, my friend, you've got something to sing about. Want to know more? You can write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. You can also take us wherever you go with The Storyteller app. Find out more at withoutreservation.com or visit us on Facebook at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening, and remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.